Fir'aun was in power, and he was a very strong man in power, and the whole government was his. All arms, ammunition, whatever there was, soldiers, armies, was all his. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was on a very weak, outwardly, very, very weak platform. Fir'aun was very strong in every way. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was outwardly very weak, no army, no government, nothing he had. But what gave him victory over Fir'aun? And what caused Fir'aun to be destroyed and Bani Israel to be triumphant? Not only that Allah Ta'ala gave them the upper hand, Allah Ta'ala gave them the whole kingdom of Egypt ready-made. Allah gave it to them. What was that was in their lives? It was the obedience of Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah, and in the face of difficulties, making sabr. What hardships they had faced, but they remained very patient and remained firm on deen. Whatever hardships, difficulties, mujahada they had to make, and we can't even dream of the mujahadas they made. What Fir'aun, what a tyrant ruler he was, and how much he had tortured the people and made them suffer. For example, the people who, the magicians, who were his own people. But when they accepted Islam at one instance, and they said, "Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen, bi Rabbi Hamusa wa Harun," then Fir'aun said, "I will punish you, and I'll give you a very terrible punishment." And what was that? That he will cut the one arm and the opposite leg, and make them hang from trees, and they must die like that. And Mufassirin write, this actually he did. Between 10 and 120,000, there are different reports of people he tortured like this. He tortured in a very severe way. But all these difficulties, they persevered. So we must not just, somebody mocks at the beard, we give up the beard. Somebody just mocks at the dressing, sunnah dressing, we want to give it up. And we just want to go with the flow of people. All those who are in the flow, Fir'aun and his people, they all flowed away in the river and died. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them there. So we also want to go with the flow. People having birthday parties, people having this, weddings, what terrible things taking place, and what other sins are taking place. We also with the sports, with all our dressing, with our music, with all our pornography, and all the filth and dirt, we want to go with the flow. That person will be also, Allah will make you flush him away. But those who make sabr and stand up against all this and observe the commands of Allah, and for us the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will make them victorious, there is no doubt. But it is, and for this you don't need an army. To bring proper deen in your life, our deen, namazes, sunnats, etc., all, we don't need an army for that. We don't need big offices with lot of computers and lot of software, etc. We don't need a big budget, lot of money to start off. Nothing we need. Every individual can bring this into him. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, says that people everywhere, we want Islam to come in our lives. And we are trying, and we are even marching for it. Governments must become, Muslim governments must have Islam in them, and they must establish Sharia and Islamic law and Sharia law. But he says, if you consider, every individual is a whole country of his own. And in him, he has got many provinces. The province of the brain, province of the eyes, the tongue, the ears, the heart, hands, legs, etc. And he is the president of that country, and not for 5 years or something, but lifelong president. And he doesn't have to canvass for votes also, and make all types of promises also. He doesn't need, the only vote he needs is taqwa. That he must have taqwa in him. And then you got no opposition in this government also. So for you to implement your laws, you got no opposition government that will go against it. So every person can do this, and Islam will be alive in the world. And when Islam is alive, Allah's help comes down. And when Allah's help comes, then the worst enemy, not even like flies or mosquitoes, even less than that, Allah just destroys them. But we catch the cat from the wrong end. If you want to catch a cat and you catch it by the tail, it's going to turn around and scratch you badly. Just catch it by the neck and you got the cat under control. So our problems are that we must become obedient to Allah. That is when we've got, no matter, we even personally we can have financial, health problems, domestic problems, whatever, but correct our matter with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will correct everything. But what we'll do, there is a domestic problem, we're fighting with the wife. We're making the problem worse. You are fighting with the neighbors, and you are making your problem worse. Whatever it is, financial, we have to go and take loans from the bank, interest-bearing loans, etc. We think we are solving our problem, we are making it worse. What we have to do, become obedient to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will sort out all our matters for us. We won't have to do a thing. Allah will sort it out. So may Allah let us take this lesson from this Ashura, a great lesson for us to learn in this as well.